Opening night in Baghdad, a chance to see past Iraq's tragedies. The International Theater Festival should be an annual event, but this is only the third one in 10 years. Wars and a global pandemic, forcing a long intermission. But the show must go on, and it very much is.
There were wars, there was ISIL, but now Iraq is fine. These kinds of festivals are proof Iraq is fine. So many important people attending is the most obvious proof that Iraq is doing well and is in fact a safe place.
A week of plays by performers from 15 countries. All the buzz and optimism of Broadway in Baghdad. People from all walks of life, some made for the limelight, others happier in the crowd.
It's about people, about freedom, about life.
I think the theater is one of the arts what can touch people the direct way, soul to soul, because it's just alive people and alive spectators, alive artists and alive spectators, and you have a direct connect.
The lights are back on, and Iraqi art is having an awakening.
It is a full house, and the show is about to start. The main organizer of this event has just told the crowd that, in his opinion, the government should invest in culture, in theater, in the arts, to try to bring an end to conflict.
The centerpiece of the festival, a play called Mercy Bullet. A story of war and loss, life, and the ubiquity of death in Iraq. Art mimicking reality. The message? Stop cycles of violence. See one another with kindness, not as targets.
We're trying to bring out all the depression that we have, all the things that have happened, the depression that all Iraqis are suffering from. At the same time, we're showing there's a path to revive them.
But exploring national trauma in a country that has seen generations of suffering makes for the kind of art that can take a toll on the artist. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.